Blog Talk Radio.
Once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We encourage you to tune in to us and join us for this great fellowship every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. strongly believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. We have all the technology to reach out to the uttermost part of the earth, and we must do so. This is not asking you to do it, but it's a command from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we want to encourage you tonight to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. For more information, you can write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Edmond, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And if you're living in the New York area, we also would like to extend an invitation to you to join us every Sunday at 12 noon for our worship service. Our prayer meeting on Fridays at, Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. And this week we'll be celebrating our anniversary. Join us as we celebrate our upcoming anniversary. The theme of this year's anniversary is a time of refreshing, according to Acts chapter 3, verse 19, which says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Beloved, this is a special time for us, and your presence would be appreciated. The anniversary celebration will be held from Saturday, March 28 at 2 p.m. with a workshop, Building Healthy Relationships. Worship services as follows: Sunday, March 29 at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Monday, March 30th, and Tuesday, March 31st at 7:30 p.m. And our address is House of Christ Ministries, Inc., 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. For more information, please call us at 347-357-9206. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
A place on the inside that no human could ever touch. And Lord, you can take me and mold me and make me wanna give up, but I never wanna give up. Oh Lord, please speak to me, cause I have longed to hear from you, from your throne up above. Let me see your glory that I've been longing for, that my soul can never get enough. Oh, the glory of Jesus shines brighter and brighter.
Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, but the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear, and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him. And all the upright in hearts shall glory. There ended the reading of the word, Psalm 64. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. We thank you for salvation, and we glorify you tonight, Lord. We pray a blessing upon this ministry, a blessing upon this program. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that transparency will be first and foremost in this ministry and in my life. Lord, I thank you for the transformation, and I thank you for the transition in Jesus' name. Amen. And we give it all to Jesus tonight. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us in fellowship as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Tonight, I just want to share with you briefly, choose to let go of anger. And these are excerpts from a book written by Deborah Smith Pegers. And as we read here, it says, when others observe angry attitude, they can often be very judgmental about your behavior and seek to distance or put distance in the relationship without putting forth the least bit of effort to understand your underlying pain. What is there in holding on to anger anyway? A wise person once said, for every minute you're angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness. An angry attitude towards your personal and professional development. Also realize that when you harbor anger, you give whatever or whoever angers you the power over your attitude. It's time, beloved, to take your power back. God wants you at peace. The Bible tells us, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 through 32, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Once again, beloved, let all bitterness, let all wrath, let all anger, let all clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And I want to encourage you tonight to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. The following actions will help you implement your decision to let go of anger. Number one, you must acknowledge the primary urge or emotion at the root of your anger. Number two, become aware of how your anger is manifesting itself, such as surliness or profanity. Number three, control anger's impact on your body by inhaling deeply and exhaling with an affirmation such as, thank you, Father, or I receive your peace now in the name of Jesus. Watch your tone and language in all your communication, not just with the person who has angered you. Request rather than demand. You will feel more in control, and people will be more inspired to cooperate with you. That was number four. Number five, make a decision to forgive. You'll know you are forgiven when you no longer want to see your perpetrator punished. Don't confuse this with the fact that you still feel the hurt. Emotions follow behavior. If you keep reopening the wound by always talking about the offense, it will never heal, beloved. Keep doing the right thing. You have a helper in the Holy Spirit. Number six, talk to a counselor. If you believe you need more hands-on enforcement, and don't forget to pray. Avoid vindictive or negative people. Courage your old behavior. And that's our encouragement for tonight. Father, help us to put away all wrath and bitterness and to release everybody who has ever hurt us. Show us the opportunity for spiritual and emotional growth in every negative situation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. And tonight, beloved, I would like you to take this encouragement seriously. Pray and forgive. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. We praise the Lord. We lift Him up tonight. I would like to share with you as we continue on this spiritual journey, famous attitude quotes. Sir Winston Churchill once wrote, "Attitude is the little thing that makes a big difference." Harry S. Truman says, "The pessimist is one who makes difficulties of his opportunities, and an optimist is one who makes opportunities of his difficulties." The great Mahatma Gandhi says, "I believe I cannot do something. If I believe I cannot do something, it makes me incapable of doing it. But when I believe I can, then I acquire the ability to do it, even if I did not have the ability in the beginning." Praise be the Lord for these encouraging words as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Blood.
bless God. We want to give God the glory tonight. We want to lift him up as we are discussing attitude tonight. And there are some scriptures for maintaining a great attitude, which I would like to share with you at this time. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. And we are confident that he hears us when we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us, when we make our request, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you. As though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in so much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 14. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Psalm 34, verses 12, 14, and 19. We will stand.
Away from each other so easily, even though don't care what label you may wear. If you believe in Jesus, you belong with me. The bond we share is all I care to see, and we'll change the world forever. You will join with me.
As we choose to let go of anger. Once you have sought God's help, put your faith in action by joining a small study group at your church or support group. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Help us to show ourselves friendly and to find safe people to interact with regularly, so that we may show love and we may give and receive the benefits of relating to those who you have ordained in our lives. Help us to love one another. Help us to be our brother's keeper. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Tonight's teaching was a blessing to you. We pray that you have learned something from tuning in to this program. We pray that the Lord will continue to guide your steps, and we encourage you to put away all anger, all wrath, in the name of Jesus. We speak a blessing upon your lives tonight. And we encourage you to join us once again every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed by the word of God. God bless you, and good night.